here's a story from The World.
The U.S. election doesn't just affect us here in the U.S. The results will impact the entire planet. As part of our ongoing election coverage, today we're looking at the vote through the lens of LGBTQ rights.
The whole world is watching.
The most important election.
Human rights.
Climate change.
Race. Immigration.
Value your freedom and democracy. This is what inspires the whole world.
Worldwide, the LGBTQ communities are fighting for a range of rights and protections. LGBTQ activists in the U.S. say the last 4 years here have seen some advancements, also some devastating setbacks. And they warn the U.S. is falling behind in the international fight for more support and less discrimination. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier with more.
Under the Obama administration, LGBTQ Americans won a number of long-fought battles.
If we want to be the global leader in combating HIV/AIDS, we need to act like it.
The gays and lesbians will soon be able to serve openly in the military.
We're going to prohibit all companies that receive a contract from the federal government from discriminating against their LGBT employees.
The court has ruled in favor of marriage equality.
That rich two-term track record was a radical change from previous presidents. According to Jessica Stern, the executive director of a nonprofit called Outright Action International.
The U.S. is a superpower, so its actions are watched by governments everywhere.
Stern says the tone set by the U.S. in the years leading up to 2016 signaled a step forward for LGBTQ Americans and for the global queer community. But
that changed when President Trump came into office.
Under the Trump administration, many queer advocates say the U.S. is falling behind other countries on LGBTQ issues, including the advancement of transgender rights.
The standard for gender identity recognition around the world is getting higher and higher, where governments are saying, let's interrogate the question of whether access to legal name change and gender marker change should be free and quick.
That's the global discourse the U.S. is failing to participate in, as the Trump administration blocks transgender people from serving in the military and tries to strip transgender people of discrimination protections. The U.S. is also behind on the global progress toward banning gay conversion therapy, the discredited attempt to change a person's sexual orientation.
Germany has now passed a nationwide ban on gay conversion therapy.
Gay conversion therapy will be banned by Labour if it's re-elected to government.
The bill to end conversion therapy in Canada.
Despite this international movement, the U.S. has no federal law or policy against the practice. And there are other ways President Trump has withdrawn from the international stage. In 2018, the U.S. left the UN's Human Rights Council, a move which advocates say endangered queer people around the globe. Julia Ehrt is the director of programs at the advocacy group ILGA World.
Thankfully, some of the Latin American and European states, you know, stepped up their efforts in supporting LGBTI rights, but the U.S. leaving the Human Rights Council has done some considerable damage.
Advocates say the U.S. presidential election is an opportunity to repair that damage and lead other countries to follow suit. But LGBTQ rights haven't been mentioned on a single debate stage this year, and supporters are pushing for queer issues to be included in foreign policy discussions.
How you treat people abroad is often how you treat people here at home.
That's Congresswoman Dina Titus, a Democrat from Nevada. Last summer, she introduced the GLOBE Act in the House of Representatives, which would ensure that the State Department's role of special envoy for the human rights of LGBT persons is codified into law. As it stands, the position has been vacant since 2017. Congresswoman Titus says the GLOBE Act would not only direct policy,
but as a symbol to the rest of the world that we take this seriously and we want to be a leader encouraging other countries to do the same.
For the record, according to Jessica Stern of Outright Action International, that's exactly what happened when the special envoy position was first announced in 2015.
I got an email that day from a high-ranking official in a foreign government who said, "We can't let the U.S. beat us on this. Now we're going to have to create the position, but make sure it has an even bigger budget." And I thought, like, wow, this is great. This is a race to the top.
The special envoy position in the U.S. is relatively new, but similar roles are tried and true around the world.
I can tell you that I am enthusiastically supportive to that type of measure.
Victor Madrigal-Borlos is the United Nations independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity. He was appointed by the Human Rights Council, and one of his mandates is to suggest best practices that eradicate discrimination toward LGBTQ people. A special envoy role, as seen in Costa Rica, Canada, and across Europe, does the job.
I think it creates enormous energy for diplomatic and political conversation at the international level.
But Jessica Stern says the U.S.'s foreign policy on global LGBTQ rights wouldn't benefit from the envoy position if Trump wins re-election.
Under the Trump administration, it wouldn't have any meaning. It wouldn't be persuasive to foreign governments because as a prerequisite, you need to have LGBTI rights be respected at the domestic level. And in fact, there would be the fear that LGBTI rights were being used as though it were a symbol of what a human rights champion we are, when in fact it wouldn't be true.
The Trump administration did not reply to my request for comment, but the president's LGBTQ advisory board, Trump Pride, points to his commitment to decriminalize homosexuality where it's currently illegal.
And we stand in solidarity with LGBTQ people who live in countries that punish, jail, or execute individuals based upon sexual orientation.
Joe Biden's campaign also did not reply to my request for comment. His LGBTQ policy says Biden would, quote, immediately fill that special envoy position at the State Department, along with other measures to advance global LGBTQ rights.
Using religion or culture to discriminate against or demonize LGBTQ individuals is never justified, not anywhere in the world.
Decisions made by the next president of the United States will affect millions of queer people around the world. To those people, Victor Madrigal-Borlos from the UN says, pay attention.
Is there an intent to decriminalize in the case that criminalization exists? Is there an intent to eliminate all of the institutional drivers of discrimination, such as conversion therapy? How explicit are those policy formulations? That is the way that citizens can participate, scrutinizing actions and political intent and actually making up their minds in relation to them.
LGBTQ voters in the U.S. have largely made up their minds. According to a recent poll, 76% of queer voters support Biden, 17% support Trump, and just 2% remain undecided. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.